You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather is here to take a look at what's been happening across the planet. Let's start in the Midwest and maybe to your part of the world, the Western Plains and the Western part of the Midwest, and whether or not the rainfalls that have come over recent weeks have begun to alleviate portions of the drought there or not.
Oh, definitely. It has been... The last 4 to 5 weeks, there are portions of Kansas, portions of Colorado, and many areas of Nebraska and Iowa in the heart of the Central Plains that have had the worst drought conditions. It's definitely helped. Has it been enough to move the drought status to a different category yet? No, but we're getting closer. As we've seen some areas, in those areas I just outlined, that have picked up anywhere between 2 to 4 inches of precipitation. Of course, that's come in the form, some of it's come in the form of snow, and it's certainly something that gives us some hope as we go into later this month and in April and May, and hope that trend will continue. The southern areas, though, still suffering. New Mexico, a corner of southwest Kansas, a corner of southeast Colorado, has basically been missing out on a lot of this activity.
We're completely sure that it's not about the rain that has fallen, but about the rain that will fall. And I guess that's all about a weather pattern change. And those normally come at this time of year.
Yeah, this is when we start to see things picking up. And in contrast to last year, and last year was important because March of last year was drier and warmer than normal for just about everybody across the lower 48. This month, it's not starting out that way, and indications are, especially for the northern tier of the country, including the Corn Belt, there's going to be more cold, wet weather this month.
What do you see in the near term for those of us in the eastern Corn Belt?
Well, we're going to see what I call a clipper pattern. We're going to see a series of systems come out of western Canada, move across the Dakotas, then move across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and the northern and central and eastern areas of the Corn Belt. It looks like these systems are going to be spaced about every 2 or 3 days apart, and we see at least 2, possibly 3 of these systems over the next 10 days. And each of these systems should be quite productive at producing wet weather, especially the central and eastern Corn Belt.
Oh, I love it. Well, at least at the moment, but eventually we'll want it to dry out the plant. It's never quite right. Turn us to South America, where they have had a growing season of ups and downs.
Ups and downs, and yeah, especially the down for Argentina with the dryness. And right now, the forecast, at least the tail end of their season, still is looking a lot like it has all summer in many areas of South America. Rainfall, not bad in Brazil. Those will be the areas that have the best chance of rain. And while rain does look to be a little bit of a better possibility next week for Argentina, at least for the rest of this week, they're going to remain dry, along with temperatures in South America that are a little cooler than normal.
It's been cold in China. Can you take a look at the growing regions there, too?
Yeah, well, the trend in China is going to be wet in the central and southern areas, and when it comes to temperatures, a bit warmer. We're going to see China heading into the next week or two with a warmer weather pattern, which should help them out a little bit. Where the cold's going to be is in Europe. Central, Western Europe, going to be very, very cold, much colder than normal over the next week to 10 days. While as you get into Russia and into Asia, it will be getting warmer.
Yeah, I think France and Belgium have had a very late snowfall in the last couple of days.
And they are looking at maybe getting more. This is going to be a March to remember. For many areas of Central and Western Europe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.